This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question of the day time. What is the most embarrassing thing one of your parents did to you? Or if you are a parent that gets to the honor of doing this to children, what was the most embarrassing thing that you did to a child of your own? 713-572.
They're coming in hot and heavy.
4610. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. We got some stories. This is all inspired by what was a very good night of basketball last night, in which you saw who got thrown out of here. I forgot. Was it the Magic that got done up here? And then the Nuggets taking a 3-2 lead over a Clippers team that had been looking so good. Yep. But the Nuggets got that Jamal Murray game. And whoop, there they go, ready to possibly move on to the second round. But also, on NBA TV, because that's how the NBA rolls in the first round, you had what was one of the wildest comebacks in a game where it felt like Gary Trent Jr. was doing everything he could to replicate the missing offense from the now injured Damian Lillard. And he did all that. They had what felt like a lead that was done. Over the Pacers,
it was up seven with like 30 seconds left.
Felt like the game was over. Felt like, hey, we're about to move to game six in this one.
I started heading for the exits, man.
You did. You said you went and started doing dishes.
I started doing the dishes.
Let's beat the traffic.
Yep.
That's right.
I was trying to beat the traffic.
Yeah. And then Tyrese Halliburton hit a three. And then Gary Trent Jr. turned the ball over after having a fantastic
game. All he had to do was hold the ball.
Inbound the ball.
Hot butter hands there. Gave the ball back to the Pacers, who then, down two, were able to knock down a shot, a three-pointer that put them up, and ultimately they win the basketball game. And it's just, I mean, they're in Indy, so this was just a scene to behold. Looked like the game was going to be lost. They ultimately win it. They knocked the Bucks out of the series. And in this jubilation, right, this looked like a college game because people start hitting the court, including
just rushing the floor, man.
John Halliburton, Tyrese's pops, who decided that in this moment, he wasn't going to find his son and go give him a hug. He's going to go talk that talk to Giannis Adetokounmpo, taking a towel that had Tyrese's face on it and apparently getting into Giannis's face.
That's actually embarrassing alone. Yes. Just, don't have a towel with my face on it.
I do wonder with you. Was those the giveaways in the arena, or was that just was I, that
no,
he
it looked
that from
like
home?
It was like, almost like a beach towel. It was big, like a bath towel.
I thought it was a flag for a minute. It looked like a flag, like he was playing overseas and they just had like a country flag.
Yeah,
they ended up face to face, like nose to nose type stuff. This is a Giannis talking about it. It's a portion of him talking about it after the game, what happened on the floor with Tyrese's pops.
I believe like being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you gotta tag, and you know it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. Losing a game, emotions run high. Having a fan, which at the moment I thought he was a fan, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love. Tyrese, I think he's a great competitor. He was his dad. Sorry, coming in the floor and showing me his son a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This the F we do. This. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful.
Look, man, that's the classiest man in sports by far.
He went 3 minutes.
He went 3:38. I looked it up. I saw it, and then
he started by talking about like his family,
his
and
mom.
Obviously goes back.
She
to,
didn't know if she could even walk on the floor after they won the championship, asking permission, his dad, and all this stuff. So obviously, the question leads to that's humiliating. And oh, by the way, we need to say that Tyrese Halliburton like apologized. Didn't back it up, criticized his father for doing
it. And his father put out a statement as well saying that he apologized.
Yeah.
Not just to Giannis, but to, you know, the Bucks and the Pacers for doing that.
Yeah, nevertheless.
Tyrese said that from now on, he talked to his pops, and from now on, he will go find him to celebrate as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah.
Which, that made me think that he went and actually had one of those conversations like, hey, Dad, you embarrassing me in front of company.
So what's the most embarrassing thing one of your parents has done to you, or you've done to your kids as a parent. The one I did to my oldest son, I'll get to that in a second. It's still one of my proudest moments, even though it embarrassed the hell out of me.
Don't put this off. Let me have it now.
All right. All right. So 12-year-old birthday party.
Which, this is your favorite son, right?
This is the oldest son.
Oh, okay.
They're all my favorite. So this is when you're like sixth grade. You kind of feel like you're almost an adult, or you're acting like one, like you want to be one of the big kids and whatever. So he decided, I want to have like a garage party, you know, with his friends. So it was a boy-girl party, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a boy-girl party. I think it was the
better gifts.
Yeah. It was his first boy-girl party. And he put together some CDs. We burned some CDs.
He was doing it up.
Oh, yeah. Outkast and, you know, you know, I think maybe even Lil Wayne. I mean, it might have been before Lil Wayne, but, you know, like real older than they are type music.
Okay.
So he's in the garage with all these boys and girls, sixth grade. And he goes, oh, I got to go put on that other CD. I said, I will.
Don't tell me.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me.
So I went inside and I put on the Hanson Brothers Mbop.
Oh, no.
Why would you do that?
And it just started blaring and I'm laughing and I told my wife.
No.
And he comes running into the house with a red face, like almost crying, so mad. He was, what are you doing?
That's right.
I go, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, it's just having fun. So then I put on the other.
You embarrassed him in front of Sally.
In front of Sally, all of them. Man, he was so mad at me.
I bet they was calling him Umbop for at least at least 3 months at school. You just, dang.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That was my one of my proudest moments.
That's the worst thing you could do, by the way.
Yes, it was.
At a party,
yes,
put on something that's not a slap.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, like, dog, if it, like,
hey, I knew when what I was doing
when I was young. Dog, if you put on Will Smith at a house party, nah, you getting laughed at.
And that was also the peak era when, like, we weren't doing things ironically, right? Like, now you can be like, how bad is this? Haha, yeah. Let's play it, right? Like, I feel like people have more of that in their game.
A lot of people lean into it, mm-hmm. too.
Right.
And you know how years later you can laugh about it? He's still not laughing.
Really?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I thought this one might have been
everyone else is, but he's not.
So you really did something to him. All right. So I actually, the one for me actually, and it doesn't end up being nearly as long lasting as what you did to your son, but it's also not an individual instance. So this could pop up at any time. And that is that my mom, a proud Nigerian woman, takes that particular identity to a place where when we were at a store, any store, mind you, she haggles.
Oh,
and I'm not talking like she haggles. She's the person
like at Macy's.
She's the person at HEB. Like, why isn't this cost? And I'm looking at her like, you think the dude that they're paying $7.50 an hour ringing up these groceries has anything to do with this? I'm just sitting there like, I feel terrible.
It says $5.99, Mom. It's $5.99.
I gave $3 for it.
I'm like, just no, leave him alone. However, I can't be mad at it because it has come clutch. Because, like, I remember when I bought my car, and I'm not ashamed to say this, first car that I purchased on my own. I can't even really say that because she was on the phone. Like, no, don't take that. Don't take that. No. Tell them this and tell them that I said that. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I got to say, it worked. I got a good interest rate and everything on it. But yes, she is a haggler to her core. And it works, except when it doesn't, when I'm just like, don't leave that person alone.
Oh, man. Figgy?
Yeah, so I got a couple of them too. They don't really hurt me as much now. But back when I was younger, she used to do stuff like whenever we in the grocery store or something like that, she'd be like, hey, can you tie my shoe? I'm like, Ma, I ain't trying to tie your shoe. Get down, tie my shoe, boy.
Tie my shoe, boy.
Yeah, so I would be sitting there as a kid, sitting there trying to tie her shoe. And I'm just like, oh, my God, Ma. It's a couple other things, just smaller things, too, like whenever we'd be riding around the car, and you know how it's trash day, and somebody might set out a desk or a chair furniture. Hey, go get that chair, bro. I'm like, no, I'm not digging through the trash. You want to get that chair. I'm like, man, so now it's kids outside playing. Yeah,
and you're digging
through the garbage. I'm just like, Ma, like, dang. And then, like, to me, she was a, like, now that I think about it, she was kind of a hoarder.
Yeah.
She wasn't crazy hoarder like she needed me on the TV show, but anything she see, furniture, all that stuff, go get that chair.
Hold on to that. Yeah. Oh, man. There's a lot of
there's so many good ones.
Coming in here on the text line. Shout out to 713, who has a similar perspective as me, where their parent was always, I think it's their dad is the, what they said, always argue with the grocery store cashier over coupons and sale signs. Yep. Mm-hmm.
My dad got blackout drunk at my son's second birthday party.
That is tough. That is really tough. Thankfully, it's second birthday party, so I feel like that's not going to... Oh, but it's at your son's.
But
never
it's
mind.
Him, yeah.
So, yeah,
him.
So your son's... It's not going to be a problem for your son, I feel, but yeah, that is really tough. A
high school rivalry game, my dad literally hopped the fence to argue with my head coach and my defensive line coach.
That, yeah. Yeah, I bet they talked about that around the school for a minute. But hopping the fence is crazy. Like, mm-hmm. yelling at the coach is already one thing. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Hop the fence was wild. Shout out to Mary Beth, who sent us a letter of sorts talking about how her pops, I believe his name, she said, is Marty. He went and he found his jacket for the low. I think the cost was $250, except it said Ralph on it, and he wore it around all the time. And then apparently he also was the president of his union and campaigned for some dude to win president. And that dude, they had the entire family wear shirts that said "that dude for president." Like, just if you want to wear the shirt, that's cool. Don't bring me into this.
Yes.
And this is in public. She said it was at the county fair.
Oh Lord!
So like, you just in public having to do this as a squad, caping for this dude that I feel like did not win because I just learned about his name.
Another embarrassing thing my mom used to do. Like, I was kind of bad in school where I like academically, I wasn't good. She would call everybody in the family just blabbering their mouth like, "Oh,
about your grades?
He got some, yes, like, yes. Oh my god,
like, why are you sharing my business?
Right? What do that have to do with Auntie Tammy or Uncle Jerry? Yeah. Like, why is you just bringing this up?
Let me tell you what this boy did. You would not believe
he came home with 3 D's.
He's got, like, why? Nobody cares, mom.
Yeah, nobody cares.
That is not their business. Now I got aunties and uncles asking me about my grades.
Yeah,
for no
don't
reason.
Talk to me about my grades.
Our conversation about school should be how is school, and I say good, and you go okay. Like that's the whole thing.
Now everybody right preaching to me around Thanksgiving,
trying to get you a tutor.
My business, she used to get on the phone tell everybody when I got a whooping.
Oh,
why is you spreading all that
stuff? Keep that in house.
That is different.
Keep that in house.
832 said in fifth grade they had a playground skirmish, so their mom gave them a chili bowl haircut as punishment.
Oh no, that doesn't go away, man.
Which is hilarious.
That's another embarrassment too.
Yeah. Next day, actually got into a fight because of the haircut.
That's another embarrassing thing too. Mom's like, "I cut your hair. Yeah. These haircuts too expensive," which was $10 at the time.
That's right.
"I cut your hair. Now I'm getting laughed at school because of my haircut."
Keep these coming in. These are gold.
There's so many of
these
them,
are gold.
Including the subsection of whoopings, or being in public whoopings, where somebody was like, their teacher yelled to their mom out the window. They came and they both gave them a tag team whooping.
Yeah,
man.
Or coming up to the school in a little house jacket.
Ah, yes.
Man. Yeah, with a belt.
Yep.
Nah, that's a little embarrassing.
Yeah,
too.
That's very embarrassing. Keep those coming in. We'll keep them going as we continue in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into around the NFL. I did mention that the NFL is doing something that some of these other sports are doing uniform-wise. I'll tell you what that is and more next.